Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all our ships at sea. It's time for the Brem Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. Brem Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Hair Cleaners, making sure you look great in everything they do. We're at the midway point of the Big League Baseball season, and we're going to talk Big League Baseball coming up on the Sports Line. And props going out to Heine Manush and his all-star band, as always, getting us cranked up here on a Monday night. And, of course, as always, in studio... our sports line mascot, the huggable, lovable Mookie the Rabid Badger. Mookie's excited because it is the All-Star break. The Home Run Derby is tonight. Yay. Mookie's a little more excited than I am about the Home Run Derby, but that's all part of the All-Star game festivities that are going on over the next couple of nights. We'll talk about that along with many other things coming up with our old buddy, Coach Kyle Van Hook, going to be getting in touch with us here in just a little bit from his busy, hectic work schedule. Sorry, I thought I was going to get through that with a straight face. But he's coming up here in just a few minutes here on the Brenham Sports Line. And plenty else going on in the big wide world of sports, including Little League All-Stars, and we got more coming up here tonight. In fact, as soon as we're done, coming up in about 50 minutes from now, a little less than 50 minutes from now, it's Major Baseball All-Stars in Lufkin, the Section 1 tournament. Doug Brown is there. Washington County facing an elimination game with Lufkin. Winner plays for the championship beginning tomorrow night. The losing team is out, and their tournament is over with. Washington County and Lufkin, 7 o'clock first pitch, 6:30 pregame with Doug Brown live from Lufkin on KWHI and on the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. Now, elsewhere, Washington County eliminated from the 11-year-old baseball tournament last night, also in Lufkin by Western Hills. 9-7, the final in that one. Meanwhile, Washington County and the minor baseball in Belleville playing for the championship tomorrow night live here on KWHI as they defeated Lufkin last night 14-4 to earn a berth in the final against either Lufkin or Western Hills. Those two teams are squaring off tonight, and the winner of that game will face Washington County for the championship tomorrow night at 7 o'clock live here on KWHI and KWHI.com. Lee County still alive in the junior baseball tournament. They beat Bryan United 21-7 last night. They're facing Lufkin for the championship today. Meanwhile, minor baseball in Belleville, championship tonight, Columbus against Smithville. Major softball in Pflugerville, LaGrange eliminated last night by Elgin 6-3. Elgin and Bryan National for the championship tonight at 7 o'clock. So there you have a look at what's going on in the big wide world of Little League. Meanwhile, in the big leagues, well, as we said, Coach Van Hook supposed to be joining us here in just a few minutes, and we'll talk about the Astros at the break, and we'll see if they can get the ship righted. Tough last couple of weeks. We'll see what the Astros can get going here, though. Rangers hanging in there as the American League West. Competitive, I guess, is one word for it. Everybody playing kind of you know, hanging in there with records not the best in the world, but we'll take a look at that as well coming up when we talk with Coach Van Hook here on the Sports Line. It is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. And before we get a hold of Coach Van Hook, if you'd like to give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937, give us a call. Plenty to talk about coming up here on the Brenham Sports Line. And wrong button there. Somebody pushed the right button. Son of a gun. There you go. Computer just fired off all on its own. You got to love when it does that. Yes. This is the Brenham Sports Line. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. We'll take your phone calls, 836-9937, 836-9937. Give us a call on the Brenham Sports Line.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Oh, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
One, two, three, four!
All right, we are back here on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. Open phones here on the Brenham Sports Line. We'll take your calls until we get a hold of Coach Kyle Van Hook to talk a little midseason big league baseball here. Plenty of stuff going on in the big wide world of sports. And how about what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys right now? Dez Bryant, probably tied with Calvin Johnson as the most explosive receiver in the NFL. Well, Dez Bryant says that he tells the Cowboys that he's just going to sit out camp and he's going to sit out the season until he's got himself a new contract. Now, the NFL deadline is coming up Wednesday for franchise players to sign multi-year contracts. And Dez Bryant says he will not report to the team unless he's got a long-term deal. Now, he tweeted today that same thing, and it comes on the heels of a phone call he recently made to the team communicating the same message. According to league sources, personally informed the Cowboys, talked to Stephen Jones, son of Jerry Jones, that he will not come to training camp and will sit out regular season games until they reach an agreement on a long-term deal. Now, the deadline is this Wednesday, and Jones denied that Bryant communicated with him, but Bryant tweeted, oh, indeed, he he did. The ultimatum, personally delivered by a phone call last week, and really Brian's threatened to sit out is really the only recourse that he has to try and get a deal done. So will Dez Bryant play for the Dallas Cowboys, or will he just sit around and twiddle his thumbs until they make a big-time deal? We'll see what comes up. Meanwhile, news out of the SEC, the SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey, saying that the league is in the process of forming a working group to study how to best minimize conduct issues among athletes. Comes in light of numerous notable arrests in college football this offseason, including DeAndre Johnson and Dalvin Cook of Florida State, Jonathan Taylor of Alabama, Laramie Tunsil of Ole Miss. Of course, Taylor and Tunsil play in the SEC. Now, Sankey went on to say that, consistent with his comments related to a continuing conversation on conduct issues, that they're going to appoint a working group on conduct expectations that will engage in reviewing student-athletes' conduct issues and policies, and saying they are going to invest time to consider existing campus policies, national requirements, and best practices in order to identify appropriate campus and conference expectations. Sankey stopped short of specifics on who will form the group and how it's going to operate, but was quick to say that he hadn't defined what amounts to responsibility coaches bear in the conduct of their players, but did admit the coaches have responsibility for young people on their rosters. Sankey, wary of the working group being seen as a silver bullet to off-the-field troubles. We'll see if the SEC tries to take the lead in trying to calm down some of these off-the-field problems. Meanwhile, we'll take your calls, 836-9937, 836-9937. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. And we've got more coming up. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. And let's go to the phones. And hello, you're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Hey, Doc, this is Keith. Hey. On your junior baseball?
Yes, sir.
Lee County lost this morning to Lufkin 8-3 at 10 o'clock this morning is when they started.
All right.
They made a good run at it, just didn't quite get there.
All right, we got it.
So, thanks, Doc.
You, sir. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate the call.
Perfect.
All right. So, Lufkin wins the junior baseball championship up in College Station. I want to thank our old pal Keith Herring for calling us up and giving us that information. Again, we'll talk about anything you want to talk about, 836-9937, 836-9937, right here on the Brenham Sports Line.
You're instantly engaged at the Moody Gardens Rainforest and Aquarium Pyramids. Moments later, you're transported through image and sound at the MG 3D Theater. Next, it's the thrill of the zip line. Then you unwind along the lazy river at Palm Beach. Later, golf, the spa, and a dreamy overnight stay at the hotel awaits. Take a moment. Immerse yourself at Moody Gardens. Visit moodygardens.org for tickets and hotel packages.
Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. Taking your phone calls, 836-9937, 836-9937, till we can hook up with Coach Kyle Van Hook. Right now, let's go to the phones. And hello, you're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Good afternoon, Doc. Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I saw the end of that tennis match, Federer and them yesterday, and I know Serena was playing a game, couldn't see who she was playing against. Wondering, and all the highlights keep showing the guys. I never heard anything about the girls.
Serena did win. She won on Saturday.
Okay.
And she won the championship again. At an age when most tennis players are winding it down and calling it quits, she just keeps on winning and winning and winning.
No joke. I mean, she had to go against her sister, which, you know, that's one of those things. Like, who is better and who's worse or who's got it that day? And
yeah,
just pulling out the wins. And it's kind of like when San Antonio and Houston had to play each other. You know, it's kind of like, well, hey, see, somebody's going to get eliminated, you know.
Right. But, yeah, Serena did win the women's championship again, another women's title. She's looking for the natural slam. She just keeps on winning. She doesn't seem to be getting any older or any slower as she
gets
older.
Well, the question was, how old is she? Do you have an idea?
She is in her early to mid 30s. I can't remember exactly what age she is, but I know that she's at the age where I know that a lot of players, a lot of the top elite players, are no longer as competitive as she is.
I just wonder how long that cartilage can hang out in those knees and stuff.
Yeah, we'll see. She just keeps winning the big matches.
All right, my man, you have a great week. Good hearing from you.
All right, Stoney, take it easy, my friend.
Take care.
All right. Thanks to Stoney for calling in. Again, give us a call, 836-9937. 836-9937. This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. Awaiting a call from Coach Kyle Van Hook, who's probably got a radar gun on somebody right now. So we'll get a hold of him as soon as possible. 836-9937, 836-9937. Well, is Jordan Spieth going to make it three majors in a row? He is the odds-on favorite going into the U.S. Open, the British Open golf tournament. And why shouldn't he be? He won the Masters and the U.S. Open. Won the Masters going away. Won the U.S. Open by making big shots when he needed to. St. Andrews hosting the British Open. Can Jordan Spieth do it again? Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Hey, you big Polish pierogi. Yachimas.
Mastrovi.
Man, it's good to hear your voice here, big guy. How you been hanging?
Been doing good, my friend. How's it going?
You sound good. I'm okay. Just brought the old ball and chain and the kids back from the beach, so I'm trying to dry out a little bit.
I hope she's not listening.
Yeah, she probably is, but she don't stop, eh? So we're all good. Hey, what do you know about the I'm stabbing for some Cubs football info. Did we play any 7-on-7 this weekend?
Not this weekend. Cubs were not in the state championship tournament.
Oh, okay.
They did play... Some good things, a lot of things that we'll need work on throughout the season. But, this is going to be a work in progress this year for the Cubs. It's going to be one of those seasons, kind of like Brenham had a few years ago,
right,
where you just don't know what you got going into the season. And it's going to be one of those where Coach West is just going to have to do his usual job, which is the same every year. Just get better every week, and hopefully the team will be flying high when the playoffs start.
I actually feel pretty good about the defense. Of course, you know, I go by what I read in the Texas Football Magazine, but I see Marquez Bimmage around town. He looks like an absolute beast. Kid looks like a football player.
Absolutely. And, they're picked to finish second in the district. But like I said, a lot of question marks, especially when, you lose some weapons, the likes of Ernest Patterson and Caleb Hill and Jaquay Cross, some outstanding young football players that, you just you're hoping that the guys that step up and take their place are going to be able to come through.
Especially QB. I mean, I know, what, like you said, Coach West will find somebody, but it's, you know, it's always good when you got a Jared Lee or a Dean Haberman or a Caleb hanging back there.
There you go.
We'll just have to see.
We'll see what happens.
All right, Doc. Well, I just wanted to see if you had any good info for Cub football, but I'll stay tuned, and hopefully you'll tease me here in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, we will. We will. We'll get you going when the season starts.
Hey, good hearing from you, man. Take care of yourself.
Take it easy, Greg. You have a great night.
You too, bud.
All right. Brenham Sportsline, sports talk with a local attitude. We got more coming up. News is next. And then more of the Brenham Sports Line Little League All-Stars. Half hour away here on KWHI Brenham.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. There are now 15 Republican presidential candidates. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker has just announced he's in the race.
Washington seems to think that success is measured by how many people are dependent on the government. We measure success by just the opposite, by how many people are no longer dependent on the government.
Three of the four Democratic candidates spoke at the National Conference of La Raza and Hispanic advocacy group, Martin O'Malley.
I know that all of us here today share my disgust with the comments Donald Trump recently made.
Donald Trump now being threatened by someone claiming to be the son of escaped drug lord El Chapo. U.S. officials knew of possible escape plans by associates of El Chapo nearly from the time he was back in prison. They informed Mexican officials. A retired federal agent says he was saddened but not surprised by the breakout. The son of a Boston police captain has been arrested in a plot to commit terrorist acts on behalf of ISIS. The 23-year-old said to have received four guns on the 4th of July from a person cooperating with a task force. According to the affidavit, Alexander Choloko said the attack would include executions of students broadcast live online. He was turned in by his father. Negotiators in Vienna hoping to wrap up Iran nuclear talks tonight. ABC's Stephanie Ramos on what a deal might look like.
A deal would impose limits on nuclear programs so that Tehran cannot modify them to produce weapons. Iran would get tens of billions of dollars in sanctions relief.
The Pentagon getting closer to lifting a ban on transgenders serving in the military. Over the next 6 months, a working group will explore the practical effects. Two of Bill Cosby's accusers have joined a court bid to have his full testimony from a 2005 sexual battery lawsuit unsealed. This is ABC News.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
One of the richest guys in rap has filed for bankruptcy. ABC's Jason Nathanson has more from Hollywood.
Go, Sean. It's your birthday.
Maybe a smaller birthday celebration this year for 50 Cent, a.k.a. Curtis Jackson. He filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy Monday. Earlier this year, Jackson was fourth on Forbes' list of wealthiest hip-hop stars. They say he was worth $155 million. So what happened? A couple of lawsuits, one involving a sex tape leak in which Jackson was ordered last Friday to pay $5 million. His lawyers say the bankruptcy move will allow 50 Cent, known as a shrewd businessman, to reorganize his financial affairs. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Gas prices have been dropping across the country, but not so in California. These drivers in Orange County paying over $4 a gallon.
It's killing us. As me personally, as an Uber driver, it is killing. It is really killing me.
I don't have any money to pay for it, but I'm buying it anyway. Got to have it.
It's been eating away at my paychecks.
The state's reserves said to be very low. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
I'm Ed Pavel with the KWHI local news update in Austin County. Man behind bars charges of aggravated sexual assault of a child. According to the Austin County Sheriff's Department, their special response team in the Wallace Police Department executed a search warrant this weekend at a home on Yanacek Street in Wallace, where they arrested 47-year-old David Ray McGee. Now, McGee is currently in the Austin County Jail. His bond set at $700,000. Benjamin Washington County saw increases in sales tax rebates for July. Texas Comptroller Glenn Hager sent Benjamin a check for $532,800, up 19% from July of last year. The city has received just over $3.6 million for the year, up 9.5% from last year. For July, the county's rebate, $213,000, up 10.3% from last year. The Washington County Chamber of Commerce wanting residents to go loco this summer for local businesses. Throughout the months of July and August, the chamber is promoting buy local awareness by going loco to help boost local spending and sales tax receipts during a difficult time. According to Paige Michelle, the Washington County Chamber of Commerce, when you shop and buy local, you're supporting the police and fire departments, parks, libraries, roads, schools, and more, asking the public to support the hometown and keep the dollars local every chance you get. KWHI and KTX 106 sponsoring the campaign. Forecast calling for clear skies overnight. Look for a low of 73. Tuesday, few scattered clouds and a high of 95. I'm Ed Poffel for KWHI, where the news comes first. And we are back on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. And, of course, don't forget now, coming up, Doug Brown with Little League All-Stars at 6:30, live from Lufkin. Major baseball elimination game between Washington County and Lufkin here on KWHI. And in the words of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, finally, the hook has come back to the Brenham Sports Line.
Did The Rock say that?
Well, kind of, something like that. Sort of.
Said, look what The Rock's been cooking.
That's it. That's it. Our good friend, Coach Kyle Van Hook, joins us. Obviously at a ballpark somewhere, sweating it out, working hard. He's out just scouring every inch and nook and cranny of this area to find baseball talent.
Coach, there's no rock that hasn't been turned over yet.
Oh, my goodness. So where are you looking at talent right now?
Well, I can't reveal my location or I'd have to shoot you. So we'll just leave it at that I'm out scouring the countryside in South Texas somewhere.
Okay, fine. Oh, my goodness. This is our annual midsummer report. Where we get together and talk about what's going on in the big wide world of big league baseball. And I think one of the big stories in big league baseball right now is, boy, the Astros limping into the All-Star break. They've been in first place nearly since the start of the season. Are no longer in first place now, a half game behind the Angels. They've lost six in a row, eight of their last nine. But, Coach, I don't want to be one of these I told you so, but you could see this kind of coming because, yeah, their pitching's been great. And they lead the big leagues in home runs, but they also lead the big leagues in strikeouts, and they're last in the league in batting average.
Well, yeah.
And while pitching and defense wins championships, you got to hit consistently sooner or later.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I was in Corpus Christi the last 4 days doing some pro coverage, and there were some major league scouts there that were talking about the Astros and the fact that people have just been waiting for this to happen because if you look at, as you mentioned, their strikeouts versus their home runs, they said those home runs don't go out of the park and when they're on the road like they do in Minute Maid. And a lot of people were surprised that they've held on to first place this long. And now the question is, can they stay in the hunt? And I listened to a show yesterday, and this one anonymous GM said he still expects them to be one of the best teams in the American League, but that may be one of the lone voices in that department.
Yeah, I mean, I'm rooting for them, I'm pulling for them, and I don't think there's any reason not to think that, hey, they're going to get they can get back on a run and they can win which conceivably is a very weak American League West division. But right now it just looks like it's kind of catching up with them.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that's going to help them is the All-Star break, because they were reeling. I mean, like you just gave their record the last 15 games, and it's not good. And this break may do them some good, get them some time off, get them the chance to get back, catch their breath, and regroup and come out after the All-Star break and maybe continue to get back on the winning track. But, it's a tough formula that they're playing with, pitching, defense, high strikeouts, high home runs. And, there are a lot of people in the game that don't see them continuing the success they had in the first half.
Now, one thing that the Astros we talked about, they're striking out too much. Their batting average is not good. And yet it looks like they're going to go out and get more pitching. The big rumor is hot and heavy that Johnny Cueto could be heading to Houston very soon.
Really? I haven't heard that one. I'd heard some mention of Cole Hamels.
Neither one's going to be cheap.
No, but this commentator yesterday was talking about how they have the lowest payroll in Major League Baseball, and they have some money to spend, so they're probably going to be willing to go out and spend it. But, you never have enough good pitching, but like you said, they've got to do something about cutting down the strikeouts and start raising their batting averages and hitting with men on base and those things to start winning some games.
Now, the thing is that even during this losing skid, the pitching's been pretty tough. But, boy, if you can add a guy like a Johnny Cueto to your rotation, that can only help.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, like you said, you never have enough pitching. But, I think, in fact, the series before Tampa Bay was there was a four-game series with Cleveland. They beat Cleveland the first game, and then now the next three, they scored one run in three games. So, it's caught up with them, but again, I think the All-Star break's going to be good for them to let them kind of sit back and catch their breath and maybe regroup and get back to some winning ways. But the consensus around professional baseball has been a lot of people are just in disbelief that they're playing as well as they are, but they've done it. You got to give them credit. The big question is, can they maintain it?
Now, speaking of playing as well as they are, question is, now he's going to be going around the league for a second time. And is Carlos Correa, is he the real deal? Is he everything that is he what people are building him up to be right now, just a month into his big league career?
Well, I've never seen him in person. I've just seen him on TV, and the word that I get is, yes, he is the real deal. The comment I heard yesterday from one of the baseball experts on one of the radio shows, national shows, was this guy's probably by the end of the year going to be the best shortstop in baseball. And that's a pretty strong statement. So I can't answer it from my perspective, but from what I've heard and what I've read, most people believe he will be he's going to live up to the expectations, and he will be one of the best, if not the best, shortstop in all of baseball at, what, 20 years old, 21 years old?
Yeah, it's remarkable. I mean, I've gotten a chance to watch the Astros quite a bit this year now that they've returned to television. or at least television that people can watch. But he just, every night he does something. Whether it's with the glove, whether it's with the bat, whether it's, with his legs, stealing a base here and there, it seems like every night he does something. And what's really, it's just a sign of the times, is he's 6'4 and almost 225 pounds. And he's a shortstop in the big leagues.
And making plays, acrobatic, left and right, athletic. Kind of goes back to the shortstops there in the 80s and 90s, the Cal Ripkins and those guys, the big, longer body guys. And, And, you've seen a trend going back towards the smaller Latin players that are a little more limber and wiry, but they say he can really play it. So, like I said, this national syndicated baseball writer, expert, said he thinks he's the best, that will be the best in baseball, if not now, by the end of the year.
Yeah, he has a very good chance just by watching him these last few weeks. And kind of indicative, I think, of what's been a trend lately in big league baseball. I saw an interesting stat the other day. Not one member of the Big Red Machine, the powerhouse Cincinnati Reds of the 70s, was over 200 pounds. Not even Tony Perez, who was a big man.
Wow.
Not one Cincinnati Red was over 200 pounds. Right now, they're saying at this point, over 50% of the big leaguers are in excess of 200 pounds now.
Well, I think that's a statement to the strength and conditioning programs, the nutritional program that these players are getting on. I can name you two great examples of guys that their game elevated. Two of the stars in the game, Matt Carpenter with the Cardinals and Paul Goldschmidt with the Diamondbacks, were both late round picks that started their pro career, and they both hired personal trainers and personal nutritionists, and their games took off. I mean, Matt Carpenter was a senior sign. They said he was a sloppy body guy, and after about his second year of pro ball, he got a nutritionist and started, counting calories and documenting everything that went into his body, and started working out like a fiend in the weight room. And I'm not talking about steroids. I'm talking about legitimate, hard work in the weight room. And I saw Paul Goldschmidt at Woodlands High School and at Texas State, a 10th round pick. And he's one of the best players in the game right now. And he looks nothing like he did in college. And you go back to, the improved strength conditioning concepts, weight training, and the nutrition that these guys are following, and that's probably why you have so many bigger, stronger, faster guys. Same thing in all sports. A lot of people like to compare today's players in the NFL to players from the 50s and 60s, and you just can't do it. They're just different animals. It's just a science and nutrition, and it's just a better world we live in, supposedly.
Then you look at a guy the size of Carlos Correa. And right next to him in the infield, you've got Jose Altuve. But I'm not putting much stock in Altuve, because I heard a scout once say that he didn't think Altuve had the game to stick around in the big leagues.
Yeah, I don't know who said that.
I don't know.
He must not have been a very good scout.
Probably overpaid.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Probably would be better served if he worked like in football or something.
I've heard that those guys are pretty good. Yeah, coaching wide receiver than the wishbone. that's what they're cut out for. So, we've all got skeletons in our closet. He's one of them. As a matter of fact, it's funny. We're at Corpus Christi, and they flash his image up on the scoreboard, and I started laughing. And the scouts said, "Nathan, what's wrong?" And I said, "Well, I was here when Jose Altuve made his debut in Corpus Christi, and I wasn't buying in at the time, and what was I ever wrong?" So, batting league champion, perennial all-star, so, swung and missed on that one, Doc.
Now, speaking of Altuve, he's in the all-star game. Dallas Keuchel has just been tabbed today as the starter for tomorrow night's game. He'll face Zach Greinke. But you look at the roster of the All-Star team, and it's like they're playing to win this game, and they're not playing to honor the best players in baseball. I swear, and don't get me wrong, you obviously, in the words of Herman Edwards, you play to win the game. But when you start putting a bunch of setup guys on your pitching roster because, they're going to help you out in those middle and later innings, there's something wrong with that. There's players that should be in this All-Star game that were just snubbed because, they're not going to really serve the purposes of winning this game.
Yeah, it's a whole nother, and we could spend hours on that subject. This same show I was listening to the other day, this, again, nationally syndicated baseball columnist / expert, talked about how ludicrous it was that the home field advantage is dependent on who wins the All-Star game. And this guy made the comment that the All-Star game, he thinks has outlived its usefulness, that, you know, it should be more for fun. And, you know, back in the day when Pete Rose barreled into Ray Fosse, it was just played to win.
Yeah.
But times change. And I mean, even before they instituted the home field advantage rule, baseball players still played it a little bit harder than the pro ball and football or the NBA All-Star game.
Right.
Much more than just, you know, just fast break basketball. So there's a whole nother topic there. I'm kind of on the fence. I can see both sides of it. I actually like the fact that there's something on the game. But then again, I start thinking, you know what? This is supposed to be for the fans to see the best players in the game. And should you really be doing that? So I'm straddling the fence. I could go either way.
Well, the manager of the American League team, Kansas City manager,
Ned Yost,
admitted today, I heard him in an interview today, he said, my team, the Boston Red Sox, their representative is Brock Holt, and his numbers aren't anywhere close to being as good as Xander Bogaerts. Who I think is an outstanding shortstop and has done a great job with the bat and should be the Red Sox representative to the All-Star game. Brock Holt's numbers aren't even close to Xander Bogaerts. And Ned Yost said, well, the reason we put Brock Holt on the team is because he can play seven positions. And he'll help us out late in the ball game.
Yeah.
And that's not the reason for the All-Star game, dadgummit.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the reasons that a lot of people disagree with putting home field advantage on the line. You know, I'm sitting the fence. I can go either way. It's which way do you go? Who knows?
Yeah.
What's best? It's a personal preference thing.
That's it. Now, as we look back first half of the season, what are some of the things that surprised you this year, other than the Astros being in first place, which is biggest surprise?
That question was asked yesterday of this nationally syndicated columnist, and he said, you know, the reporter asked him, what's the biggest surprise of the first half? He didn't even blink. He said the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. You know, I think Tampa Bay's been a pleasant surprise. I mean, you know, being where they are, they lose, you know, the manager, and They haven't lost a beat competing for the division over there. I think that's, you know, I think that's another, for me, a big surprise. Other than that, I don't see many surprises. The Astros and the Rays, to me, are the two biggest surprises.
Yeah. I think the Rays are being helped out by the fact that I think the East is not that strong this year. Because I look at the Red Sox are having a horrible year, and they're only five games out of first place.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and the Yankees are awful, and they're in first place.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look at the three divisions, American League three divisions, none of them are very good.
Teams have struggled, and they're still in it, and so it's going to be fun for the fans because your team's still in it. But it's just, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to be real good baseball right now.
No, it's not. It's not. And the only team that's, I think, running away their division is just St. Louis right now. And you know, because you got a close race in the National League West, you got a fairly close race in the National League East. You know, all three races in the American League are pretty close. And, you know, I know we hit a spell here where we won a bunch of games and we ended up, you know, splitting a series with Oakland or losing two out of three. And that kind of put us on a downhill start to all the same. But we're like 40-44, and we're not out of it. So, you know, any team that gets hot in the second half has the capability of winning the division, or at least getting into the playoffs.
Well, it's going to be interesting. The Angels have finally taken over first place in the American League West, but the Astros are only a half game back, and who knows? Who knows? I mean, you know, if the bats get a little hot, get a little more consistency, who knows? We could see some postseason baseball in Houston, and I don't think I'd imagine myself saying that anytime soon.
No, nobody did. Matter of fact, this guy yesterday said the announcer said, "Well, where did you have him in preseason?" He said, "I had him losing 92 games." He said, "So it shows you how much I know about this game." And no, nobody could predict the Astros would do what they're doing, but you got to give them credit. And we talked about it earlier. Their pitching is going to give them a shot the rest of the way because, you know, like you said, they lead the league in strikeouts. They've got probably the worst batting average in the American League, and yet they're still a game out or tied for first place. And that's a testament on what pitching and defense will do for you.
Especially, so, especially if they had a starter like Hamels or Cueto.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, yeah. And I mean, Dallas Keuchel is not an old-time pitcher. He can just pitch. He knows how to pitch. He spots his pitches. He mixes pitches well and has great feel on the mound. So, you know, he's not overpowering. He's just a really good pitcher.
All right. And, Coach, before we go, going to switch gears real quick here. Who wins the British Open this week?
Wow.
Rory's out. Rory's not playing.
I got to go with Speed, Doc. And he's getting hammered for playing in that John Deere Classic this past weekend and not being over, as they say, on the other side of the pond.
Well, one person that's not hammering him over it, his banker, because he got the first place check.
Yeah, exactly. Did he win the John Deere? I hadn't even noticed.
Yeah.
He won it. Well, I vaguely heard some discussion on sports talk radio about, you know, the fact that he was working on some aspects of his game there at that tournament that would help him in England. But this one guy said it's absolutely crazy he wasn't there. You got to go over there and get to feel the conditions and the course. And this guy said the one thing that may help Jordan Spieth said the weather's been horrible. A lot of rain, which means that the greens are going to hold, and that's going to help Jordan Spieth. So I think the odds are favoring him. So I'll go with Jordan Spieth. Just because, you know, I'm a front runner.
Well, I'm going to step out on a limb. I'm going with a long shot. This is the tournament we see the reemergence of Big John Daly. John Daly wins the British Open. That is my pigskin pick.
You are on an island by yourself, big guy. Trust me on that one. Wow.
You think I can get odds on that?
Yeah, probably. They'll take your money, I'm sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. John Daly. I would love to see that, but I wouldn't bet my firstborn child on it.
Well, Coach, get ready. The countdown has begun. Football's right around the corner, my friend. And I know we mailed it out to you. Did you get your contract?
No, not yet, and that's why I was a little late. I was just going through the mails before I called in to make sure I had it. I went ahead and I'm taking one for the team. I went ahead and I'm doing the show without a contract. So, I'll take your word at it, Doc. Your word is good with me.
Get ready. That season opener is coming fast.
Is it August 28th?
I believe so.
Lamar?
That last Friday night in, August 28th.
Is it Lamar?
There you go.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's going to be a good way to start.
Find out what you're made of real quick.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Coach, you get back to work because I know you are pounding the pavement searching for the next superstar that's going to put another ring on Tito Francona's hand.
There you go, Doc. And I apologize about calling in late. I told you I owe you steak dinner. Everybody in Broome knows I owe you steak dinner. I'm good for it.
And I know you are, and I know where we're going to have that steak dinner, too. All right, Coach.
Okay.
Talk to you later, my friend.
All right, Doc. Talk to you later. See you.
Coach Kyle Van Hook, as always, a pleasure to visit with Coach Hook here on the Brenham Sports Line. And we've got Little League All-Stars coming up. Doug Brown is in Lufkin. Major All-Stars, Washington County, and Lufkin. We're going to wrap up the Brenham Sports Line coming up in just a minute. First, let's hear from our Sports Line sponsors.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Ah, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Indeed, as we wind it down for another Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, I want to thank Coach Kyle Van Hook for joining us here on the Sports Line, and again remind you that we've got Little League All-Stars coming up next. Doug Brown is in Lufkin, where Washington County is getting ready to take on Lufkin in the Major Baseball Sectional Tournament. We'll see you again next week. Brim Sports Line, same bat time, same bat channel. KWHI, Little League All-Stars next on AM 1280, KWHI, Brenham.